Our next news items include how work is being done to stamp out drug dealing in city parks. There are more update plans for Anglia Square. Protesters march about the Western Link Road. Youngsters create a spectacular sculpture. And Reed Mills fire safety issues are in the spotlight.
Updated proposed plans for Anglia Square in Norwich have been welcomed after being unveiled to the public for the first time. People flocked to the Magdalen Street site after developers Western Homes were forced to go back to the drawing board when previous proposals for the shopping centre's regeneration were rejected. Anglia Square's tallest building will now stand at 8 storeys, with the number of homes cut to 1,100. Local people commented that the plans look much better now with less high-rise, less car parking space, and it is not as overtly commercial. One area of concern is the rents of the homes mentioned by Stuart McPherson, known as the Milecross Man. Norwich North is not an affluent area and it needs housing that its locals can afford. You've got to think about what was here before. It was the heart of industrial Norwich. It's now very tired, and I'm worried that these new developments aren't built to last.
About 300 people protested against the £198 million Norwich Western Link route, which campaigners hope council bosses will now view as a road to nowhere. TV naturalist Chris Packham had issued a call to arms to people to join Extinction Rebellion Norwich, Friends of the Earth Norwich and other groups for the Witness the Wentsam event. Organisers were delighted with the number of people who supported the protest. James Harvey, a spokesman for Extinction Rebellion Norwich, said, "We know that there's an argument for the road, but we don't believe the arguments for it outweigh the negatives. We know that roads increase traffic. That's what the Northern Distributor Road has done. But we hope that events like this will make those at County Hall have a rethink about the scheme."
A budding group of young artists at a Norwich infant school have been busy custom designing a T-Rex sculpture alongside Dipple and Conway Opticians Managing Director Matthew Conway. As part of their Iway-inspired reptile, I Don't Think He Saw Us Specs, the children at Recreation Road Infant School have been designing funky frames for their eye-catching sculpture. The pupils' imaginative designs are for this year's Go-Go Discover Learning and Community Programme sponsored by the Optometrists, which has recruited 100 groups to design and decorate a 3-foot Brakesaurus for the Go-Go Discover Trail organised by the charity Brake. Dipple and Conway have donated a Brakesaurus to the Norwich School as well as Dis Junior Academy and Hartwood Primary in Swaffham. Mr. Conway visited the school for a decorating session while sharing his top tips on how to craft bespoke glasses for their T-Rex. Teacher Tony Yallop commented, "The creative process behind this has been brilliant. The children are really interested in it all and they've loved the idea of starting this up from the beginning and adding to the dino each week. The Brachiosaurus sculptures will be exhibited across Norwich this summer before being returned to those who designed them."
The developer of Norwich Riverside Flats, where fire safety problems were uncovered, has denied that there were any issues and says it has no liability for them. The Reed Mills development at King Street was built in 2007 by developer PJ Livesey. At the time, they were signed by an inspector as meeting building regulations. But in March last year, the 5 apartment blocks were surveyed at a cost of £60,000 to find out what work needed doing to meet the latest fire safety guidance brought in after the Grenfell tragedy. The inspector came up with a list of issues, including with the cladding, insulation and balconies. But he also found that when built in 2007, the apartments did not meet building regulations from the time to prevent the spread of fire. Those regulations had been in place since 2000. The findings left leaseholders angry, and they wrote to the company with their concerns. The developer has now responded, and in an email to managing agent Watson, they wrote, "Members of the development team which worked on Reed's Mill remain with the company and can recall in detail the measures that were required in order to comply with building regulations at the time and the steps that were taken to ensure compliance. It is well established that no liability attaches to a developer which complied with the building regulations in force at the time." They added that they had not been provided with evidence that the work stated in the fire survey needed to be done, or was the result of a failure to comply with building regulations at the time of the development. Resident and chairman of the Reed Mills Management Company, Tony Millings, called on PJ Livesey to visit the building as soon as possible and questioned how they arrived at such a different conclusion to the fire surveys. He added that Watson's had been extremely supportive in helping to take things forward. A spokesman for PJ Livesey responded, "We have shared the conclusions of our fire safety officer with the leaseholders at Reed's Mill and continue to liaise with them and respond to their comments. We are a conscientious family-owned developer, and we are cooperating fully with this ongoing situation and will be seeking further guidance and clarification."